Welcome to Drink and Shout.
I'm Nati.
Bitch.
What? Every episode's gonna sound different.
Yo, my hip is already hurting, so we gotta do this quick.
Ay, Dios santo. Ready, and
all right.
Go.
Welcome to Drink and Shout.
I'm Nati.
And I'm Rafa.
And this is our podcast where we talk about our lives,
pop culture,
and more,
while having a drink or two.
So what is this gorgeously green, I don't even know, beautiful concoction that you made a system?
This is a caipirinha.
Ooh, say it again, slow.
This is a caipirinha.
Wow. Can you spell it? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. What's in it?
I was like, damn, this is like spelling bee now.
So can you use it in a sentence?
English is not my first language.
So how would I make this?
This is super simple. It's a Brazilian drink.
Ooh.
It's a cachaça. Cachaça. It's a Brazilian rum. Mm. Some limes and sugar. And that is it.
That is very, I will say, it's a very simply made drink, yeah. But it's like an explosion of flavor.
Yes,
I quite
know.
Like it a lot.
Thank you.
So I noticed that in this room, darling.
Well, before you move on, we have to address
the elephant in the
room.
We
have two elephants in the room. Sorry, I'm not calling you an elephant. But we have an elephant in the room and a beautiful animal in this room. The first elephant in the room is that we did not have an episode last week.
Yes. There's this thing, you know, going back to one of our very first episodes, our work-life balance, we talk about how do adults do these things and still have a schedule.
Yes.
I didn't know what a schedule is. I do.
No, it's you just, do. Let's be honest. I mean, the days that you
hard, man.
Look, the days that you were free, I was busy. The day that I was free, you were busy. It's like we couldn't figure out a day that works for both of us.
Yeah. In Spanish, that's un arroz con mango. In English, that's a cluster. Bleep, 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 bleep.
Yeah, I mean, it was hard. We couldn't. So we're sorry to our loyal listeners that we couldn't give you an episode last week. We promise we're trying to work really hard to catch up so we can give you a backup episode in case we go into a cluster bleep again and we can't.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. But now to address the second elephant in the room, we have a beautiful human being.
Yes, we do.
Right here.
Oh, you think I'm beautiful?
You
thank
are
you.
Gorgeous.
You really are.
Oh, thank yes. you.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Hey. Hey.
So to all of our other listeners, Taylor, you have been mentioned a couple of times in the podcast.
Yeah, I'm famous or whatever.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be mentioned and now you're just kind of seeing our setup?
It's definitely a different feeling. I mean, every single time I hear the shout out in the podcast, I'm like screaming in my car, like, that's me, that's me.
I love that.
But like now that I'm actually here, it's wonderful. It's very pleasant. I feel very nervous yet calm at the same time.
Right? Isn't it weird? It's a weird juxtaposition of feelings.
SAT word.
Oh,
so smart. It's wow.
Don't ask me any math questions because I'm going to lose my mind.
So, Taylor, what you doing here in Miami?
Well, I am visiting my family. You know, my family just like moved here in July last year. So I'm here pretty often. I would say it's like my second home, you know, visiting you guys and just also possibly scoping out some places.
Oh,
you know, I'm thinking about maybe making the move here.
We would love it.
That would be awesome.
That would be one of those amazing additions to the city.
Yes, so? Absolutely. Yes. Well, how does it feel to come from, well, technically New York?
Yeah, New York.
You would say that
you live in New York City.
Yeah.
The city that never sleeps, would you say?
Oh, I sleep a lot. It's not like, I mean,
I
you know.
Justice for sleepers.
Yes, it's definitely the city that never sleeps, but yeah. I, however, am one that is very much a sleeper.
So, Taylor, what excites you the most about moving here?
Oh, yes.
I mean, there's a lot of different things. Just like new environment, new settings, new things to explore, as well as the weather. Ugh, in New York City, it's always, I mean, 6 months out of the year, it's freezing and everybody is, you know, inside, not wanting to do anything, just seasonal depression.
I mean,
you
we
know,
also
just,
freeze here, though.
Oh, and like, what, 60 degrees?
I mean, we hit 40-something.
Listen to me.
Like 2 days in the year.
Yes, but the people that are complaining and basically wearing their mattress and how thick of a sweater they're wearing, it's like, por favor, right. te relajas.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
Because then by the midday, it's hitting 70. I'm like, dude, are you not sweating?
I love those days.
They're still in their mattress.
So nice.
Ay, que frío.
Yeah, that's
I'm like,
so
please,
stupid.
I look forward to that. That's why I'm
oh
so
God,
happy.
Right. Meanwhile, I went to school in upstate New York, so... it was actually very cold up there. So in 40 degree weather, you'll find us in shorts. You'll find like people ready to like go out, picnic outside. Yeah. Cause it's like always around like 20 degrees.
That's insane.
Yeah. Like in the wintertime.
I wouldn't be able to get past the whole thing, mind you, cause the amount of layers that you have to put on to take them off if you go into a restaurant. Like I remember when I went to New York for the first time, I went to get, I think it was pasta, pizza, no sé qué cosa. And we're there, and I'm like, layer after layer after layer. So that's one thing I would say that I'm a little bit like, you know, annoyed. Don't like too much to do, but I love
See,
the
that,
cold
that's
weather.
That's what every time I leave South Florida, I'm like, I'm excited. I get like my scarf and my jacket, and I look so cool. I'm like, ooh, Instagram picture, which I never post. And then,
Same.
Like, yeah, I'm like, I get to a place, take it off. You know, put it in a chair, eat, put it back on, you
That's
know, leave the place.
Thing. It's the
and then I'm like,
situation.
After the third time, I'm like, God.
You just don't want to do it.
No. Yeah. And then I come back here and I just I come home, take off my jeans, put on shorts, put on chancletas, and I'm like, that's it.
Call it a day.
Done.
That's it.
Show off the
in
legs.
In and out with the same clothes.
Show
Daytime,
off the legs.
Yeah, show my muscular Peloton legs.
I love that. I can't. I want that to become a ringtone.
Oh my God.
Leaks, leaks, leaks.
So, question. I know that you watch a show. You were telling me before we started recording. That comes from where you're from. And they actually came to where we're from here. And I'm wondering
Which
if you're
one's
gonna,
that one?
I'm wondering if you're going to be acting like they act when they came here.
I mean, Ooh. After watching, like, I'm on the fourth season, so the show actually is The Jersey Shore.
Oh, yes! I watched that, like, it's religion.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, that's my family.
What?
They're Italian. Shut I'm the- Cuban, but we end at the end. That's
Excuse
how we're
me,
related.
I'm Italian. They're more my family than yours.
Listen, I watch them religiously, so girl...
I'm on the fourth season. They're back. So they're in Italy now.
Oh
so
my
like,
God.
You know, that's when like really the, like more of the drama starts
yes.
happening.
Oh no.
You know, even though it's like all drama, but like more intensely.
I need you to hurry up and catch up because apparently this season's going to be like super intense because of course, can we mention names? Angelina, whatever, sorry.
Wait, are there new seasons?
Yes. Oh, I follow
they
it every
like
Thursday.
They do like a whole like family vacation
yes.
thing.
Like now? Like 2022?
Yeah. Like mind you, they have kids and whatever. Now Angelina's getting
still
divorced.
Drama.
This season, yes.
They're like 60.
Well, listen.
They got their Botox. Drama? They're fine. They're still in their 20s. What do you mean?
Homegirl lifted whatever she needed to lift in her body. She's ready to go.
So what are some things that you want to do when you come to Miami?
Well, there's certain things that I'm like really interested in. I definitely want to do like a dancing class or two, get into that. Or participate in like any kind of like sport. I'm a very sporty person, a sporty kind of gal, you know. So something where I can like build a community as well as just like find a queer space for my girlfriend and I because I'm not going to be alone.
I think we have a great mix here though.
Yeah,
I think
there's
that's
a lot
the best
of
thing
spaces.
About Miami.
Yeah.
Like there's always... If you didn't find the big billboard sign saying it, there's always like a crevice that you're like... Oh my God, like a little rinconcito, like a little corner place that's like you found something, you walk in, you're like, oh, I found my place. But no, seriously, that's the best thing about Miami. And it comes from
But one
everywhere.
Thing that you gotta do is learn Spanish.
Yes.
I need to brush up.
Yes. Especially in my
We're gonna
Spanglish.
Teach you
the
all
Spanglish.
The bad words. I'm kidding.
No, you do.
Please do.
The first word is... Coño. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
Repeat after me.
Well, no. Like when you're driving, you're going to say, vete pa'l carajo, you know? Huepa!
I'm Puerto Rican, so that's already in my vocabulary. Huepa!
Yes. Yeah. Amen. I mean, that's what makes us special. We just pop out the Spanglish and it's like, do you speak it too? Yes, me too.
Yeah.
No way.
You speak it too? I think that was like the first time I actually came to Miami, that was like a huge culture shock for me. I went to a Walmart and the loudspeaker was in Spanish. And no. I was just like, yo, where am I? I was like, yo, I thought I'm in Miami. I feel like I'm in Cuba right now. What was going on?
That's the thing. Yeah. Well, yeah. So I would have to ask. I know that you are moving to Miami. We cannot wait to... We're going to have tremenda pachanga, as we say down here.
Pachangas.
You know what a pachanga is?
What is a pachanga?
What?
It's like a party.
How? Yeah.
I thought so. Okay.
That's the thing. Everybody arrives late, so technically, you know, that's...
Except me. Except me. I will be the first one there. I'll probably start organizing and
stop.
And
I would see you arriving with like deviled eggs, and it's like, I made these for
and
the
a
party.
Bundt cake.
Oof, a bundt cake. You would. Oh my God, yes. Yes, you would. You'd be like,
there's a hole in
I'm
this
the most
cake.
Gringo. I'm the most gringo Latino that would arrive
I love
there.
It. And then you'll be like, oh, would you like me to mix the drinks? And you're already having like pictures ready for everybody when they come by.
Like
pre-made,
what is it? Like a pre-made signature cocktails?
I love that. Ready? Going from that whole moving thing.
Yes.
If you guys could move anywhere in the world, where would it be and why? If you were given the freedom to just go about anywhere without, don't think of monetary, you know, just where
like
would you
unlimited
go?
Budget.
Yes.
I'll let Taylor go first.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm in the hot seat.
I
don't
have the perfect answer because I was thinking about it the other day. So
I do kind of want to do the nomad thing and kind of get like a van, you know, and like pimp it out and kind of just like explore around. I feel like I definitely would want to live that like kind of van
RV.
Or like a van or bus life kind of thing and like
you,
see a little bit of everything.
The RVs nowadays, how they're pimping them out or how
they're making
the mini mansions in
there. Yeah. They're beautiful. They're absolutely
I've gotten to vacation in places like Colorado and North Carolina and it's like it's too sad-ish to an extent. I'm like, yeah, it's quiet.
Where's the liveliness?
Notice how I had to get quiet to listen to your quiet. I love Miami and I'm very grateful and I
Me
get
too.
Reminded of how grateful I am to be here and live where I live.
I don't think I'll move from here. It's good to dream.
I'll continue to vacation if God permits to go around the world, but I'm sorry, 305 till I die.
I'm also like in the cruising state of mind because it's less than 2 months and I'm going to be in a cruise.
I have a question about that cruise. What were the days again?
September 3rd to September 11th.
And where is it that you're going again?
I'm going to La Bahía, Aruba, Bonaire, Curaçao, and then coming back.
On what boat? Ship?
Allure of the Seas?
No. Because I think you and I were maybe going on the same cruise.
Shut the fuck up!
We're going to be the couple of We're totally going to plan our meeting and pretend it was fake.
Shut the fuck up!
I think a tear just went down my eye. No, but seriously.
Chico is in there right now.
Voy a vomitar.
Ah, I'm gonna pee myself.
I have back sweat. Okay, no, is it a lure?
Don't tell me
it's a lure. It can't be.
It can't
be a lure.
Check it.
Explorer of the Seas.
No, that's not it.
Was I really 21?
That's not our cruise.
No, change
I know
it.
That is not.
I'm kidding. Can't you?
I know that is not ours.
I almost burned my butt.
I almost
you just gave
myself.
Me heartburn.
Me too.
That's why, guys,
my boobs sweat for a minute. I need you to change your cruise.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Got a crazy story you want us to share? DM us at Drink and Shout on Instagram.
Find our cocktail recipes or submit yours for us to try at Drink and Shout on Instagram.
Hey Taylor, want to play a game?
Yes.
Flip it and reverse it.
Just letting you know. You guys are going down.
Oh my God.
I am a huge competitor. I'm very competitive.
Oh my God.
Ready for it. Ready
I'm excited.
We are playing your favorite game once again. Flip it and reverse it.
I know this is one of your favorite games.
I love this game. I'm always playing when I listen
so
to the podcast
fun,
in my
though,
car.
Man.
And I'm like screaming in my car.
That's the thing. Like, it's such a fun game. Like, oh my God, I know this song.
I know. Well, producer Tom asked Taylor what her favorite game was. So she got to pick this one.
Thank you.
I am going down. So
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
are.
Know. You never know. You don't know.
No, it's true. No, you're going down.
All right. Let's see. Round one.
Oh my God, are you ready?
Nothing buzzed in.
Is it Pink? What About Us?
Yes.
Oh, nice. It's definitely that. Yes.
I love her. I want to see her in concert. I just want to throw myself off like the roof, like her. Strapped, obviously, because New York.
Yo.
All right. That was hard. That was hard.
Round two.
Okay. I might have talked too much shit.
No. No, like, oh, you'll get the first one. I'm like, shit. And then, you know.
Taylor.
Okay,
Taylor,
it's definitely is. Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. I got too eager and I wanted to win, so I just raised my hand. I don't know the name. Oh, man. Not that you got this. I know. Ooh. It's Miley Cyrus, though.
Oh, damn. It's the la, 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 la.
So, you guys both get it wrong, and then I get to buzz in, guess.
Oh,
so.
But we gave him all the help. Fine, we'll give it to you.
Okay,
what
what's the name of the song, then? See, you don't even know.
It's Hold Midnight on, Something.
I get it. It's Miley Cyrus, Midnight Sky.
Freaking
damn. Yes!
You're welcome.
Okay, whatever, whatever.
I was like, I got it in the middle of Midnight.
All right, here we go into right. Round three. And I'm going to cover my mouth so I don't scream if I know the song. Is it Justin Bieber, What Do You Mean?
Yes, it's definitely that.
What do you
mean?
What do you mean? I'm gonna give you the next one. Oh, what do you mean?
Like the
what
game.
Do what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Damn. See, look, I'm not screaming this time.
Thank you, nothing.
No problem.
She's really good at this.
Self-control.
I only
live
get the
for
points.
This, man.
I only get the points when she gets it wrong. Okay. All right, round number four. You hope.
Yo,
no.
There was a seance going in that one. Oh my god.
casting a spell or something. Yo,
can we hear that one again?
Por favor.
It's probably gonna summon something, so mira.
One more time.
Oh.
It's definitely Ariana Grande.
Yes.
It's shoot.
Up in the night.
Yes. Yes. Alrighty, it's definitely Ariana Grande, Side to Side. Yeah. That's what it is.
Damn it, she raised her hand quicker than I did. Yeah. No, God is a Woman would have been slower.
True, yeah.
It's a new style with the first half of flow.
There's stuff floating all over the room.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh God.
I see dead people. All right.
Round number five.
One Direction. No?
What?
Okay, wow. I tried. Don't go wasting your emotions.
She's good.
It's
She's
ABBA.
Good.
Gosh.
ABBA.
When it comes to ABBA.
I
yeah,
love
man,
ABBA.
Come on.
I freaking love
I
ABBA.
I can't believe I got that over.
What is
Rafa's
it? What is
flicking me off. Did I just say it?
No.
No? Don't go wasting your emotions.
That's not the title.
Oh, come on.
You said give me, give me.
No. I was singing that
you
after.
You said give me, give me. No. You didn't say the name of the song.
Yes, I was singing don't go wasting your emotions.
You said give me, give me.
I'm giving you a chance because no, te fuiste. Round six.
Disqualified.
No.
I would like to speak with dear Mr. Drink and Shout.
Wait, isn't that technically you? Here's
yes.
Here's a mirror.
Write a letter to yourself.
Hold on.
Mail it. Return to sender.
Dear, oh my God, I got a letter.
Drink and Shout.
Can you imagine you start like, who is that man I see? Dear Mr. Drink and Shout. It's ABBA. Okay, yes. Are we good?
Last All right.
two. Okay, here we go.
Let's
oh
go.
My God. Number six. Six is dicks.
No,
it's Harry Styles as it was.
Yes, but you got disqualified with the last round, so you
no!
still have three.
Okay, well, technically, if we really look at it and we carry the one, I'm still winning. Still beating you, and I'm kidding.
That was like so quick, though.
It's
speaking of this, have you guys heard his new album?
Yes. So
not fully. I just heard his like popular songs on the radio.
Did you hear Music for a Sushi Restaurant?
Yes.
Is that song not badass?
Yes.
Round 7. Are we in heaven?
Oh my God.
You raised your hand.
Are you sure you want to go ahead and give an answer?
That's Adele. But,
name of the song. Name of the song.
Yes,
that's what he said.
Cheater.
I don't remember the name of the song. I'm going
Yeah. It's not Hello. It's not. It's not as a popular song.
Everything stays the same.
No sé.
Love
no
in sé. The dark?
Glow in the dark?
Love in the dark.
Okay, glow in
Blow the dark.
Glow in the dark? Love
in the dark. I never pictured Adele to say glow in the dark.
So not the one, like always.
Well, guys.
Crazy.
You win some, you lose some, and you get stumped by the others. What can I say? Well, guys, that game definitely did not go easy on us.
Oh, my God.
We were really rolling in the deep of doubt because I couldn't get the last one.
Finally, you didn't get one shot.
Did you set fire to the rain of your tears that you're crying right now?
No, but I'm gonna set fire to you if you keep winning that game.
I'm sorry, man. I live for
music.
My
God.
I'm a singer. Just, ay, Madre Santísima. I have a cramp. Oh, my God. Wait, I went to a radio station tour. Wow.
My God.
That wasn't my reaction when I was there, but it was pretty cool. My God. Oh. Radio has to progress, if not it dies, right? So now you have all these like radio stations that are doing Twitches lives, all these kind of things.
Witches. Oh, my God.
Twitch is like the people that are playing video games and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, it just sounds funny. Like, I'm twitching.
Twitch That's what we're going to be after this episode. But yeah, with this caipirinha. But it was cool to go to the radio station. And I completely lost my point. So I'm just going to keep talking until it comes back to me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but I was able to
Taylor. Welcome.
This is literally us. Oh, I was able to talk about our podcast, which was kind of funny. So, mind you, I have, like, the stickers in my wallet. And I'm just kind of holding it. And I look down. I go, free promotion brought to you by me. So they're talking about all these things and I'm like, yeah, that's really cool. In my head, I'm like, yeah, that's really cool. But have you checked our podcast? So I was able to take videos and photos of it and all that kind of stuff. And they're like, you know, oh, like describe it to us a little bit. So when we were eating at lunch, I had you in my head and it literally came out as you would say. And I go, oh, so our podcast is essentially an oral hangout. I'm like,
yes.
I go, I can't believe I said it like that though.
But that's how it is.
Yeah, but they kind of looked at me and they're like,
I mean, aren't we orally hanging out?
Technically, yes.
That we are.
I mean, all of our listeners are hanging out with us orally. Orally. No, but it's not. Okay, no, hold on. Now I'm realizing what you're thinking. I'm not saying orally like O-R-A-L-L. No, no, I'm saying orally like A-U-R. Like oral from audio.
Audio.
You get it? Different spellings.
All together now. Wow. That's so sexy. God. Next
Excuse
time.
Excuse me. So you smart. Just used an SAT word in the beginning of the podcast.
I don't think I've heard orally like that, though.
Oral?
Oral.
I am correct,
is
yo.
Is relating to the ear or sense of hearing.
Wow.
Yes. This
Look
is
at the you.
Guys, this is not the first time I'm using this word.
Wow. Yeah, but I never thought of that.
I know you've never thought of that.
Listen, our podcast is called Drink and Shout, okay?
We're shouting.
Yeah, we
mic.
Are. Are you?
Well, we're drinking a caipirinha.
Orally, we're doing it. But they sound the same. They're pronounced the same. That's the thing.
Right. I mean, it's English. Makes no sense.
Mira, let's not get started. I've been watching these French kids on Instagram and TikTok and stuff. And you know, if you translate some of the words, they sound the same. So it's like, fem, 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 fem,
fem, fem, fem, fem, fem, fem,
fem, fem, fem, So Mira, do not tell me that the English language, I was thinking about it, it's actually not that complicated.
No, English is so easy.
And the Spanish language también es otro que algunas cosas, it's like, ugh.
Spanish is a little more complicated.
Ask my mom to say the word genuine and she'll say genuine. And I go, no, woman. Genuine. And she's like, yeah, para de joder. I'm like, or like philosophical, remember? Philosophical and psychological.
Psychological, yes.
Then there's Tempur-Pedic, like what the...
Chandelier.
Chandelier. No, I asked Andy, I go, can you say Tempur-Pedic? And the first time he said it, I fell off my bed. I may have needed to go to Mattress Firm to get myself another mattress because I was dying of laughter.
A mattress at Mattress Firm?
They had a sale the other day and I go, Mattress Firm. Because, let's go buy some mattresses.
Were they selling mattresses or something else?
Definitely something else.
I think they are.
I believe the conspiracy theory.
They are cooperating and those mattresses are very big panetelas.
I'm telling you.
They're cakes.
They're cakes. Is it cake?
Is it cake? Is it cake?
Am or I is it a giant mattress in half? No, it's a mattress.
Can you imagine we go in with like a huge ass knife, start like sawing at it? It's like, I thought this was a cake. Ma'am, are you going to buy the bed? Can I get another one?
The girl's like, no, I heard this podcast and they said that your mattresses were cakes. They're like, no, ma'am, they're drugs.
We've come down live to the scene of the crime where the mattresses are actually not cake, they're drugs. Stay tuned for the report. And then you see us in the back. We did it!
We didn't do it. Oh, yes! Mom, I made it!
A Nobel Peace Prize. I would like to thank the oral community for listening to us.
I want to thank the oral community. This was very hard.
Thank you for listening to Drink and Shout.
Please subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
And now that we're friends, you're moving down to Miami, meeting new friends, and leaving New York, even though you already have friends there. Introduce us to your other friends.
The more the merrier, because when you are become our friends, you fly into Miami like Taylor and hang out with us in our studio. And apparently when you come into our studio, Nati doesn't break it down.
Yeah, it actually behaved.
No, even though we probably summoned the monster and we have stopped flying all over the thing with the music.
And remember to check out our Instagram for cocktail recipes and more content like The Move with Taylor that might be coming down soon as a new segment.
Yes, and we will drink with you soon.
Ding, 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 ding. I've been there all night. Guys, reverse the spell. What is, did you guys see the new Hocus Pocus thing?